A very good afternoon and welcome to Women's National Basketball League action between the Australian Institute of Sport and Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, John Keogh, courtside at the AIS Training Hall for Round 7 of the Defence Jobs WNBL on AIS Basketball Radio. Alongside me for today's call, Michelle, very welcome to you. The Institute, they're coming off a 38-point loss last night to the Capitals, backing up against the Boomers, who had a comfortable victory against Perth on Friday night. Conflicting form coming into today's game.
Well, it is, but I think that the thing that we need to keep in mind with the AIS is that they've just come off of a two-week tour of the state. They played the Canberra Capitals last night, who would be hurting from their week. They lost the week before against the Sydney Flames, so they would have been out to perform well. So it was a tough ask for them last night, and they probably struggled a bit, but I think they'd be looking today to, you know, improve on their performance. Bulleen are a good outfit. They've got depth, they've got experience, and they've got good size as well as a strong backcourt. So, you know, it's going to be a tough ask for the young team, but they've been, you know, each week that we've seen them play, they've improved. So ultimately, that's what they're wanting out of this group.
Both teams are out on court ready for the tip-off here at the AIS Training Hall. The starting five for the Institute is Francis, Schatz, Ebsery, Martin and Tolo. Just a hold-up in play. Starting five for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. McMeekin, Rusko, Grimer, Ashby, Glorbitz and Milner. Referees for this afternoon's game, Daryl Corkin, Claire Stevenson and Dan Johnson. And we are away from the tip-off, which the Institute win. Nikita Martin works the ball into the front court to Schatz, weighing up her options against Glorbitz. Got a terrific screen from Kayla Francis, and she goes all the way for the opening 2 points, Rebecca Schatz.
Schatz took it hard to the bucket there and finished off well. That's a great start for the AIS. They need to stay positive offensively.
Milner doing the dribbling duties for the Melbourne Boomers. Bounce pass to Grimer, who's down low in the post against Tolo. Tries to put it in and she rolls it in off the glass.
It'll be a tough ask for the AIS to be able to stop Grimer. She's coming off of a 35-point game against Perth on Friday night.
She had an absolute blinder. Holly Grimer in supreme form in the 06-07 WNBL season. Schatz, a clever pass to Tolo under the basket. Goes off the left-hand glass and knocks it in.
Schatz is having a good start to this game. She's seeing the floor well. Good penetration to start and then found Tolo in the paint then.
Grimer goes underneath the basket to Glorbitz, who lays it in off the right-hand glass. It's 4 points apiece here, 9 minutes remaining this first term, round 7 of the Defence Jobs WNBL, the Australian Institute of Sport taking on the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. The Boomers currently sit in fourth place on the ladder with 5 wins and 4 losses. The Institute in seventh position with just a 1 win and 5 losses to their name. A turnover against the Institute. And the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers into the front court with Sharon Milner doing the ball handling duties. Passes to Glorbitz, being guarded by Nikita Martin. They work it around the arc to the right-hand side. McMeekin Rusko looking for Grimer. The bounce pass, there was a foot violation there against Rebecca Schatz. And it will be a sideline throw into the Boomers.
Yeah, we'd expect the Bulleen Boomers to be looking to go to Grimer a lot tonight and see whether the bigs for the AIS have got the experience or the size to be able to match it with her.
They're certainly looking for it at the moment as Ashby goes that way to Grimer, works her way underneath the left paint, couldn't make the shot, offensive board came from McMeekin Rusko, kicks it back out to Milner who shoots the two.
They're playing with some good poise, Bulleen, at the moment. They're, you know, taking the opportunities when they come their way. And the AIS are just doing a reasonable job defensively.
6-4, the Boomers lead the Institute. Schatz to Francis all across the arc at the moment. Ends up with Ebsery. She unloads into the key, looking for Francis over the top. Just a little bit too far for her.
Unfortunately, it was a good look. It was probably, you know, Francis was open on the cut to the basket, but just didn't quite pinpoint the pass well enough. But that's what they need to do, set some screens on the ball and find the open player on the pick and roll play.
Ebsery not scared to throw those passes. Sometimes they come off, that time it didn't. Ashby, with her back to the basket, turns around with a big right hook and puts it in for the Boomers.
It's good to see Ashby in the league. She's played in the ABA for quite a few seasons. It's good to see her step up and make a mark in the WNBL.
Tolo now at the top of the elbow, gives it to Schatz, who drives hard to the basket, goes off the glass, converts 2 points.
Schatz looks like she's ready to play this game. She's really been taking it to Bulleen early on.
Ashby, just inside the 3-point arc for the Boomers, goes to Grimer, drives right-hand lane. Tolo got hands the ball, knocked it away. got the rebound, gave it to Ebsery, working her way down the court, the right-hand dribble, now to Schatz, kicks it to Nikita Martin from the baseline, three-point shot, and that is the first long bomb of the game.
The AIS have started really well, you know, they're playing an inside-outside game, and they're really taking it to Bulleen, and they need to maintain that for the entire 40 minutes.
The Institute lead, 9 points to 8, 6 minutes 57 on the first quarter clock. Nikita Martin called for the first foul of the afternoon on Glorbitz, who was looking to penetrate inside the three-point arc. Sideline throw in on the left flank for the Boomers. Bounce pass to Milner. She kicks it to
Ashby
at the elbow. McMeek and Rusko was also in that play. There's a foul being called against Kayla Francis. Not happy with the call there, Michelle. How'd you assess that?
Oh, I think it was probably a little bit soft. I think if they're going to blow that one this early in the game, then they better make sure that they blow them for the rest of the game.
Wild pass comes in from the baseline from Glorbitz over the head of McMeek and Rusko and out of court. So the Institute will take the ball in the defensive court on the right-hand wing. Francis brings it back in with the pass to Ebsery. Back to Francis. These two like to wax. Ebsery outside the arc, she gets a long screen from Francis, loads up for the three, short on the shot, tries to keep it in on the side court, only to the advantage of Milner. Fast break here for the Boomers, pulling up his Glorbitz for the 2-point J and nothing but net.
Nothing but net, I mean she consistently knocks those down, she's a great shooter Glorbitz, and once she gets into a bit of a zone, she's very difficult to stop.
Coming off a 14-point, 10-assist game against the Perth Lynx on Friday night, terrific form coming into this game. Francis missed the shot. McMeek and Rusko, the rebound for the Boomers. Pushing it down is Milner. Working it now to Grimer, just outside the paint. Tolo posting up on her. Gets a hand to the ball, but she also got a hand to the body. And Mariana Tolo called for her first personal of the evening. Will send Holly Grimer to the line.
Yeah, look, Holly did a good job then of making sure that she used her body well in the paint and drew that foul out of Tolo. There really wasn't a whole lot that she could have done in that situation, and that's going to be one of the big asks for the young girls, is to be able to actually contain Grimer in the paint.
Grimer shooting a pair. She nails the first from the free throw line. Can she make the second charity strike? Up to 3 points for the evening, and now she is up to four. Nice free throw shooting from Holly Grimer. Doesn't miss many. Ironmonger still in the backcourt, passes it high to Ebsery, who's on the right flank for the Institute. Passes across the court laterally. Nikita Martin, Schatz working inside to Francis. She was going hard against Ashby, who's called for the foul. Just inside the paint, before any shot was taken, it'll be a baseline throw into the Australian Institute of Sport.
Yeah, Francis did a great job of getting body position in the paint there, and Ashby was just out of position and had no alternative but to foul her.
Schatz with the baseline throw in. Ebsery makes good position, drives inside the paint, missed the shot off the glass. Grimer got the rebound. Milner pushes down the court on the right-hand dribble, all the way to the arc. She goes down the right lane. Ebsery pressuring her. She didn't make the shot. Ironmonger the rebound to the advantage of Ebsery, who makes her way down the left-hand wing. Pass across the court. Finds Francis, Schatz back to Ebsery, working inside the paint. Ironmonger posting up against Grimer, throws a wild shot up, couldn't convert it. Great defence from Grimer. Ashby got the rebound. Milner works it down right side, into the corner. Glorbitz across the court now. McMeek and Rusko on the left-hand arc. Nikita Martin guarding her. Glorbitz looking to drive, and she's called for the travel, Michelle.
She is, and I think that's one of the things that Desiree does a little, is that she receives the ball and is perhaps making her move before she's actually got the ball. So just a little shuffling footwork there, but it's, technically it's a travel and it should have been called by the ref. Oh,
there's a cross-court play here from the Institute. Francis looking to pass to Ironmonger, who caught it partially in the front court, but then she made her way into the back court.
That's right.
Disappointing stuff there from the Institute. They trail 12 points to 9. 5 minutes remaining on this first quarter clock. So we are halfway through the first quarter. 15 seconds on the shot for the Boomers. Grimer works her way outside the arc. She is capable of scoring inside and outside. Now she's from the three-point line. The left-hand baseline, and that is a terrific shot. She shot 3 or 4 3-pointers on Friday night, Michelle. She's dangerous from that range.
She's very dangerous, and that's what makes her so difficult to guard, is that she can do it inside, and she is probably one of the higher percentage shooters from the three-point arc as well.
She is a phenomenal player, there's no doubting that, as Milner knocks it away from Ebsery out of court. Institute ball on the offensive baseline right in front of our sport radio broadcast box here at the AIS training hall. Newley, who's checked into the game, to Nikita Martin, Ebsery. Kylie Jordan onto the court for the Boomers as well. Ebsery pulls up just outside the key, doesn't make the shot. Jordan gets the rebound, pushes down the left wing to Glorbitz, looking to drive left lane. Cross-court pass across the key to Ashby, who knocks it in for the 2 points.
That was great transition from Bulleen. They just got the defensive board, pushed it out of the backcourt early and got the players running the lanes. Easy conversion.
Taylor Francis over the top to Esbury, who's inside the perimeter. Fakes the shot and goes second time. Rolls in, but didn't roll in completely. It juggled out.
That's the first real contest the AIS have given Bulleen on the offensive boards, and I think that's one of the things that they will need to do a little bit more of. At the offensive end, you know, AIS are getting good scoring opportunities, so their composure and their poise has improved on previous weeks. At the defensive end, you know, they've got a tough ask. You've got Bulleen, who have got a number of players that they can go to for any sort of scoring option. But the other thing is with the AIS is that I understand they had an awful lot of turnovers last night, so they'll be looking to contain the number of turnovers that they're making without significant pressure, and they've done an okay job so far in this game.
Dean Kinsman calling the first time out of the afternoon here at the AIS Training Hall. The Boomers lead 17 points to 9, 4 minutes and 3 seconds remaining on the first quarter clock. Holly Grimer is the leading scorer on the court with 7 points, well supported with 4 points from Glorbitz and also 4 points coming off the hands of Karen Ashby. 2 points to the name of Sharon Milner for the Institute, 4 points to Katie Ebsery, 4 points to Rebecca Schatz, rather, 3 points to Nikita Martin, and 2 points to the name of Marianna Tolo.
That's right. I think, you know, 9-17, and it's a reasonable game so far, and I think if the AIS can remain with the level of confidence they're playing with at the moment, this will be a good contest.
Inside here for the Boomers, Grimer working from Jordan. Oh, a huge block from Kayla Francis. That was terrific defensive work from the young star. She is really making a name for herself at both ends of the court this season in the WNBL. She fakes the three-point shot, then offloads to Ebsery, who gives it to Newley. Wide open for the three-pointer, and she nails it from beyond the arc.
Never looked like missing that one. That was sweet out of the hand. Never looked like missing. If she can produce a few more of those this game, then it'll make a tough ask for Bulleen.
Great start from Newley, as there is ball spilled out of court at the end for the Boomers. Double substitution for the Institute coming into the game. Schatz and Gaze for her first run. Nikita Martin and Katie Ebsery check out for the Institute.
That's a dangerous baseline play by Bulleen.
Hoare checking in for the Boomers, and she makes it. Tammy Hoare just in her second game for the Boomers after returning to the WNBL. She has had 2 seasons off, suiting up late this season. Well, we are in round 7 for the Boomers. Ex-AIS championship player, also played with Adelaide and last played with Sydney back in the 04-05 season. Turnover at the defensive end for the Boomers. Milner brings it up the court for them. Grimer has it a long way outside the arc, being guarded by Kayla Francis. That's an interesting matchup. Hoare fakes the shot baseline, drives on the left hand, almost rolled it in. Manu got the rebound for the Institute, offloads to Schatz, down the court, crossover dribble.
Lovely,
a beautiful basket.
Great ball handling skills, terrific balance in the air, and she was so strong she was able, Milner actually got a handle on that ball, but she was still able to come through and finish that off. That was a great job by Schatz.
Rebecca Schatz up to 6 points for the evening. She leads the scorers for the Institute. Holly Grimer, the leading scorer on the court with 7 points. Glorbitz is blocked by Newley. This is great defence from the Institute. They trail 14-19. Glorbitz thought about the 3-point shot, crashes into Newley. Toe was on the line for the 2-point shot. Getting the offensive board was Grimer. Coming out with it now, though, is Francis. She throws a long pass down the right-hand wing. It's touched by Glorbitz out of court. Kayla Francis checks out of the game, and Tolo checking in for the Institute.
Yeah, the AIS are making it very physical and tough under the basket down there for Bulleen. So if they can keep that up and put them under that much pressure, then they'll stay in this game.
Kate Gaze, the second cousin of Andrew Gaze, would you believe? Basketball bloodline obviously running long in that family. She pulls up for the three, was short on the shot, only just hit the front of the ring. Keen pushes it down the court to Milner, who's fouled by Gaze. As she goes to the basket, makes it. But it won't count because the foul was committed before the art of shooting.
That's right. She's very, very quick, Milner, and it makes it really tough to defend her. The other thing is that, you know, you take a step off of her to try and compensate for her quickness, and she's got a reasonable perimeter game as well. So she's really tough to defend.
Tomlinson and Lewis replacing Newley and also Manu of the Institute taking a break. Lewis in for her first minutes, as is Tomlinson. Tomlinson has got the job against Tammy Hoare at the moment. Two of the talls going head-to-head in this AIS versus Boomers battle. Grimer bounced past to Hoare, who's low post. Tomlinson got a hand to the ball, but she also was physical on the body.
That's right. It's a body foul that they've called there. Tammy Hoare, it's good to see her back in the league. You know, she was a solid starting player in years gone by, and particularly when she was here with the AIS in the championship year. And it's good to see her back playing, and that's what she'll do well. You pop her down in that low post position there, and she's got a great back-to-the-basket game.
Makes the first free throw. It is her 186th WNBL game, so she does have a lot of experience. Michelle misses the second. Tolo the rebound for the Institute. Schatz getting plenty of minutes in this opening quarter, and why wouldn't she be? 6 points on the board, enjoying a very good start to this clash. Has the ball outside the left-hand perimeter, thought about the three-point shot, instead went to Tomlinson, who goes underneath the basket against Hall, gets the offensive rebound, puts up a second shot, couldn't make it. Keen the rebound for the Boomers. Down the court is Milner. Gee, she's quick. Feeds Griner. Right-hand lane. Misses the shot. Should have done better. Schatz came out with the board. A wild pass intended for Gaze, who got on the end of it. Lewis now has all the time in the world for a three-point shot, but she couldn't make it. Dean Kinsman, though, was happy with the transition there from the Institute.
Well, that's right. You know, they're running the floor well, and they're taking the opportunities that come their way. You know, it's a matter of converting some of those now.
11 seconds on the shot clock here for the Boomers. We're inside the last 40 seconds of this opening quarter. Milner, crossover dribble, drives left lane. Kicks it back outside to Grimer. Pulls up for the three. She hurried the shot. Couldn't make it. She's missed a couple from that range, but she's also nailed one as well, Holly Grimer, a very dangerous shooter.
AIS have last possession for this quarter. I'd imagine that they'd be wanting to work it for a good scoring opportunity.
12 seconds left in this quarter. Tomlinson at the top of the perimeter, looking to feed inside to Tolo. She's outside the paint, however. Down to 4 seconds. Schatz with the ball outside the perimeter. Feeds it to Tolo, who gets the shot right on the buzzer. And there's a baseline throw in here because the shot clock has just run out with 0.7 of a second remaining this quarter. Jordan will throw up the prayer. No, she didn't get time before the buzzer went. And that is quarter time here at the AIS training hall between the Australian Institute of Sport and Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, which the Boomers lead 20 points to 14, a 6-point lead against the Institute. Now, Michelle, a pretty interesting and entertaining opening quarter, though.
Yeah, it's been good, and I think Dean will be very happy with the way that his girls have played. You know, they've had a couple of turnovers, but reasonably good with ball security this quarter, which is probably one of the things you'd be looking for them to focus on. At the offensive end of the floor, whilst they haven't converted probably at a rate that he would have liked, they're actually taking some pretty good scoring opportunities, so that's good to see. Another thing, at the defensive end of the floor, you know, Grimer, while she's been a factor, hasn't really dominated the way that I had suspected that she might have in the first quarter. So I think overall, Dean will be pretty happy with the way that the girls are going. Rebecca Schatz has had a great start, really good quarter, really impressed with her so far this game.
Well, scorers to quarter time. Holly Grimer leads all scorers with 7 points for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. 4 points apiece for the Boomers also to Milner and Ashby. They are the leading scorers for the Boomers. For the Institute, 6 points to Rebecca Schatz and 3 points apiece to Newley and also Nikita Martin, both of them having hit 3-point shots in that opening quarter.
The refereeing's been a little bit interesting. I think they're letting quite a bit go under the basket. There's quite a bit of body contact and a few hand fouls. And that's okay, provided that they're consistent with that and don't decide to blow the game differently as we progress through.
The AIS coming off a big tour of the United States where they played 8 games in 11 days. And this is a really tough weekend to back that up from, playing 2 games in the space of less than 24 hours,
that's
Michelle.
Right. 2 games against two teams that are in the top four of the WNBL. You know, it's a really tough, having had the experience of doing those sort of tours, it's really hard to back up, come out of that. You know, you're on the road, you're travelling from city to city, you're backing up and what have you, and it's a really tough ask from the young AIS group.
Underway here in the second quarter at the AIS training hall, it's a Bulleen Melbourne's possession. Hoare has the ball outside the right-hand perimeter, almost travelled. She held onto it for a long time, shot clock down to 11 seconds. Grimer trying to force her way past Tolo, and she draws the foul in the process. It will be a sideline pass to the bullying Melbourne Booners, a baseline pass rather.
Yeah, Tolo's doing an okay job against Grimer. I mean, that's her second personal foul, but she's doing an okay job of containing her.
Michelle, explain to our listeners how the referees decide whether it will be a baseline throw-in or a sideline throw-in. Is it to do with the three-point arc?
It's to do with... No, the three-point arc doesn't come into play. It's actually about how far down in the half court it has. The closer it is to the baseline, the more likely it will be that it's a baseline throw-in. If it's actually up in the top half of the back court, then it will actually come into the top half of that half court.
Meanwhile, there is another foul called on the Institute, this time against Molly Lewis. That's her first personal of the night. The Institute have two fouls against their team in this second quarter, so they have to be conscious of that. They are a high-fouling team, there's no doubt about that. Glorbitz has the ball just outside the left elbow. Schatz guarding her. She gets a screen from Grimer, drives under the basket, caught right underneath the wing, couldn't get an effective shot there. Ebsery pushing down the court on the transition. Offloads.
Great transition.
Back to Ebsery. Great teamwork there.
Absolutely. Fantastic running from the AIS. They really pushed the ball hard out of the backcourt, found the open player and filled the lanes really well and finished off.
Caddy Ebsery's first points of the afternoon. Grimer receives a bounce pass from Glorbitz. Post up. Tolo gets hand a ball, then gets the rebound. She's playing a terrific defensive game at the moment, Mariana Tolo. Schatz pulls up just inside the three-point arc and nails the two-pointer.
Good basketball at both ends of the floor from the AIS. Tolo did a great job on Grimer, used her body well and got good position, made it tougher to get the shot off. And then we have Schatz coming down the other end of the floor, knocking down a good conversion. So it's great to see. I think Cheryl will be a little bit worried at this point of time in the game. You know, the AIS are hanging in there only 2 points down. And when you're playing against a group that are young and inexperienced but so talented, you just never know what's going to come at you. So, you know, you can't afford to, you know, just think that this is, you know, be complacent in any game against the AIS.
Never sure what team is going to show up when it's the Institute, because they are very young and inexperienced. Cheryl Chambers, very talented, has called the first time out of this second quarter, and that's her first time out of the match. She would be a little concerned because the Boomers have not scored in this second quarter. They lead 20 points to 18. The score at quarter time was 20 points to 14. So the Institute with the two baskets in this second quarter setting the momentum.
Well, they are, and I wouldn't be surprised if Cheryl's talking about maybe switching up her defence a little bit here just to take the AIS out of their rhythm. So, you know, we might see the Bulleen Boomers come out and just mix up their defence a little bit and just to disrupt them.
Well, Holly Grimer was the real go-to player in that first quarter, but Mariana Tolo has done some great defensive work on her.
She has, and interestingly, Tolo's taken a seat now. We've got Ironmonger back into the game.
Well, I guess Cheryl Chambers will be looking for Holly Grimer to make the most of that when Mariana Tolo is off the court. Milner at the top with 10 seconds on the shot. To McMeekin Rusko, loads up on the right-hand baseline. Schatz flies in from the side. There is a foul called, I think it may be against Glorbitz of the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. It is. She is called for her first personal of the night, so not too much of a concern. And the Institute bring the ball up courtesy of Rebecca Schatz. Francis works it wide to Lewis, up the top to Ironmonger. They swing it through hands, the Institute, now inside the paint to Francis. Going hard against Grimer, forced to pass it back to Ironmonger, who throws it into the backcourt. And it will be a Bulleen Melbourne's Boomers ball. Well, they could have retrieved that ball, but it would have been backcourt anyway, so they let it go out.
Yeah. I think the Bulleen were actually in a match-up zone then, which doesn't surprise me, just trying to disrupt AIS offensively.
Yep. They did appear to be struggling there, maybe lacking that one extra tall in offence in that play. Holly Grimer gives it to Glorbitz in the left-hand corner. Ashby, who's been quieter since early points in this game, goes underneath the basket, throws up a wild shot, but she drew the foul. And she will go to the line and shoot two shots. Kayla Francis, that's her third personal. That's a concern because she had two early personals last night against the Canberra Capitals.
Right.
She is such a dominant offensive player, you don't like to see her get in early foul trouble.
Well, that's right. It's interesting, I think that Francis probably had good enough position to just keep her hands out on that play. Ashby was behind the basket and probably would have struggled to convert the shot from that position.
Ashby made the first free throw, missed the second. Schatz brings it down the court to Ebsery. Back to Schatz, feeds it inside Ironmonger kicks it back outside. Shats for the two-point shot just inside the three-point arc. Couldn't make it. Glorbitz pushes the ball up on the right-hand dribble for the Boomers. Then passes it short to Ashby, who goes laterally to McMeek and Rusko. Now Grimer with the ball. Good work from Ironmonger. Ashby has it in the left-hand corner. Feeds Milner. She works her way back outside with the dribble to Ashby. She's down low. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Fadeaway shot.
Nice step back. Oh. That was a really sweet step back from Ashby then. Just used her body well. Great balance to be able to get that step back.
Great conversion there from Sharon Ashby. Scored 16 points on Friday night against Perth. Molly Lewis lights up for the three-pointer for the Australian Institute of Sport.
Right back at you, Bulleen. You know, they are doing a great job. They're really sticking it to Bulleen here, and they're staying with them.
They trail 21-23, an entertaining affair. Glorbitz pulls up from the elbow, missed the shot, was short on it. Ironmonger got the rebound, gave Ashby one for her troubles as well. Ashby gets to her feet now. They're 4-on-5 in advantage of the Institute as Ashby makes it 5-on-5, gets back in position in the defence for the Boomers. Manu has it low post, drives against Glorbitz, tries to use her physical presence. Shot from Ironmonger was very short, hit the front of the ring, and Grimer gets the rebound, gives it to Milner, and she does the ball handling duties.
AIS need to get a better presence on the offensive boards. They don't seem to even have anyone in there contesting the offensive boards.
Milner feeds Grimer with the bounce pass, drives left lane, makes the shot and draws the foul, can go to the line for a three-point play.
That's right, and that hurts. She converts the layup and she's going to go to the line for a bonus as well. I think that'll actually have got them 23-21, it's actually 25-21. That's right, so this will give them, you know, I would be surprised if Holly misses this. She's pretty consistent from the line.
Terrific shooter, no doubt about that. Holly Grimer.
All net.
Averaging 19 points per game in this WNBL season. Wild pass from Manu over the top of Tomlinson, who only just got a hand to it. Turned over, Milner comes out with the ball for the Boomers.
AIS are just starting to look a little rattled. I think that Dean might need to make some changes or do something to get a little bit of composure back with his
Grimer. Group. Fade away on the left-hand baseline. Shat transition basketball.
Manu
feeds it to Newley under the basket, who goes left-hand lane and drills it home.
Terrific transition. They're playing their transition game really well. So if they can continue to come up with the defensive boards and push the ball out of the backcourt, they'll stay in this game.
26 points to 23. The Bulleen Melbourne Boomers lead the Institute. McMeek and Rusko, a hurried shot. Manu got the rebound. Feeds Newley, still in the backcourt, passes to Shats. On the right-hand dribble, goes across the court to the right-hand side and finds Katie Ebsery. They swing it round the three-point arc. Tomlinson, Newley, passes to Shats. Left-hand perimeter, feeds it inside to Tomlinson. She has Newley outside. A hurried 3.5, and that's her second of the night.
That's right, and that ties the ball game up, so that's great. Good shooting from the perimeter from the AIS.
Newley up to 2 3-pointers for the afternoon, and the Institute have shot 4 from beyond the arc. Terrific work there. Their shooting game is very much on show. Glorbitz, 5 seconds on the shot clock here for the Boomers. Ashby feeds it to Milner, the shortest player on the court, somehow right underneath the basket, puts it in off the glass.
Yeah, good conversion from Milner, and I think Bulleen really needed that score at that time. Still in their match-up zone.
Interesting, Emma Langford hasn't seen any court time yet for the Institute, Michelle. Milner makes her way down on the left-hand dribble. Grimer loads up for a long three. She's not on target tonight. This afternoon, rather. Spills out of court. And it was off Luella Tomlinson. It'll be a Boomers ball, a fresh 24 seconds. Kylie Jordan checks into the game for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. McMeek and Rusko takes a sit-down. For the Institute, Shats and Esbury come off the court, replaced by Martin and Gaze.
That's right. I wouldn't think that Shats will sit too long. She's really been a solid contributor so far this game for the AIS.
Glorbitz feeds about 10 foot from the basket to Grimer. Looks to fade away. Holding her ground was Manu. There's a foul called.
Manu.
She made the basket and a foul called as well.
That's right. It's just really good patience there from Holly Grimer. She, backed into the basket, pivoted around, saw where the defence was, stepped through, nice conversion. That shows experience and, you know, she's got good body strength. She's a big girl and she uses her body well.
Converts the three-point play, her second of the afternoon. Gaze to Manu in the backcourt. Dangerous here with Tomlinson. They work it into the front to Nikita Martin. Tomlinson, Newley, just looked to be lacking one genuine ball handler out there at the moment besides Kate Gaze, who has it at the moment, who swings it to Nikita Martin, driving left-hand baseline, kicks it back outside to Tomlinson, loads up for the three, can't make the shot, Grimer gets the board, passes it to Milner, on the left-hand, right-hand dribble, crossover to Ashby, great transition from the bully Melbourne Boomers.
Excellent lane running by Ashby then, she just burst out of the backcourt and filled the lane to the second trailer down the floor, and Milner was able to find her for an easy conversion.
Time out here at the AIS Training Hall with 3 minutes 43 remaining on the second quarter clock. The Boomers have opened up a 7-point lead. They lead 33-26. Dean Kinsman using his second timeout of the half. And, well, 2 or 3 minutes ago, he had a fairly happy look on his face. Now, he looks to be somewhat fuming as the girls ran in. They've just lost their way a bit in the last few minutes.
They have, and I think that the fact that the Bulleen and Melbourne Boomers have gone up to a match-up zone have disrupted the AIS out of their offensive flow a little bit. Now, they've managed to knock down a couple of threes, but they really haven't got any inside-outside game happening for the last couple of minutes on the floor. So I think Dean will be talking to them about the sort of plays that he wants them to be using against this match-up zone. They look good when they're in transition. They look good when they're knocking them down from the three-point range, but they really haven't gone into any sort of inside-outside game for the last couple of minutes of this quarter.
Winners so far in round 7 of the WNBL. Bulleen did it easily over Perth on Friday night. Adelaide beat Townsville. The Capitals last night defeating the Institute. Dandenong also doing it comfortably against the Perth Lynx. And Sydney Uni, a big result over the Adelaide Lightning last night. Sydney Uni have claimed the scalps of the Capitals and also Adelaide, the top two teams in the last fortnight. They're really starting to come to the fore.
They are. They're starting to play together as a group. And, you know, any team that's coached by Karen Dalton is going to play well.
The Institute have the ball in the defensive zone. Jordan knocked it away from Tomlinson. Fortuitously came to Gaze, who works it to Manu in the front court. Now back to Gaze. Passes laterally to Newley. Back to Gaze. Tomlinson just inside the top of the arc, being pressured by Ashby, to Manu, under the basket, puts up a shot against Grimer, rebound came to Glorbitz, working it tight against the right-hand sideline, decide to pull up and bounce pass to Milner, who dribbles into the front court to Kylie Jordan. Jordan driving left-hand baseline against Newley, kicks it back out to Grimer, through hands Glorbitz. Milner has it now on the right-hand arc, down to 6 seconds on the shot clock. Grimer works away inside the paint against Manu, couldn't make the bucket though. Manu got the rebound. Passes to Kate Gaze, running the floor. Pushes it quickly down to Nikita Martin. Tomlinson fancies their chances, demanded the ball, didn't make the shot off the left-hand
side. No, they really need to convert those sort of opportunities, you know.
She made great position.
She did. She ran the floor well, all the rest of it, but just wasn't able to convert it in the end.
33-26 the score. The Boomers lead the Institute. Grimer, underneath the left-hand glass, makes the bucket.
Yeah, look, I think Dean needs to really think about whether he's going to get Tolo or Francis back out on the floor. I know Francis has got 3 fouls, but she's not sitting there contributing. You might get some minutes out of her.
You'd certainly like to see one of those talls out there. Tolo has 2 fouls to her name, but there is only 2 minutes 20 remaining in this second quarter, and it is a 9-point lead. The Institute did draw within 2 points at the beginning of this second term. They've just slowed up in the last 4 or 5 minutes. Kate Gaze receives the pass from Newley. Nikita Martin feeds just outside the paint to Manu, kicks it back outside to Tomlinson. Manu, using her big bulk against Grimer, it was a wild shot, didn't make it off the glass. Glorbitz pushing down the court on the right-hand dribble to the elbow. Jordan open for the three-point arc. Can't make the shot. Off hands. It was off Ashby. And it will be an Institute ball on the defensive baseline. And Langford checking in for her first minutes of the night, replacing Nikita Martin. Gaze running the floor at the moment for the Institute. She continues to get more and more in minutes. Made a debut against the Capitals 3 weeks ago. Manu receives from Newley. Langford right underneath the basket. Her first shot of the afternoon. Couldn't make the bucket.
Look, the AIS are making some good scoring opportunities, but just aren't converting them. We had that one there, and the previous time down the floor was Tomlinson, who had an easy layup that wasn't able to convert. They just have to make those simple things work for them.
Turnover here against the Boomers, but a foul is called against the Australian Institute of Sport. Langford called for her first.
I think that's their 15th foul too, which will put her on the line, I believe.
Correct, Michelle. Glorbitz will do the shooting. Manu checks out of the game. Elise Ironmonger subbing into the game. Interesting combination on the bench at the moment. Quite a few of the gun players for the Institute. You have Francis, Schatz, Ebsery and Tolo. They're four of the five starters.
Well, they are, and particularly Schatz, who's been sitting for a few minutes now, has been having a dynamite game, and I thought Tolo was doing an excellent defensive job as well. So.
In fact, their entire starting five is on the bench at the moment, because Nikita Martin was also a starter. Langford at the top of the arc, fakes, feeds inside to Tomlinson, kicks it back outside to Gaze for the two-point J, can't make it from the top of the perimeter. Milner receives from Jordan, pushing down left-hand wing. Lorbitz fake the three, goes to the elbow, pulls up for the two and nails the back.
Money in the bank. Anytime Desiree Lorbitz gets to put the ball on the floor, pull up for a short-range jumper, you're pretty well convinced she's going to nail those.
Inside the final minute here of the second quarter, 39-26, the Boomers lead the Institute. Langford, great pass to Tomlinson, who made terrific position, posting up against Jordan and also Grimer with the double team, but she went in off the left-hand glass.
That's right, she did. She made great position. The ball was fed to her very well, and she was strong on the conversion.
Lorbitz lines up for the three. She liked the shot off the hand. She held on it. Quick transition here from the Institute. Into the front court through Langford. She dribbles to the elbow. Almost lost control. Feeds Ironmonger on the basket. Should have made the shot. Then it's knocked out of court against Holly Grimer, who's not happy with the call. It could have been off Elise Ironmonger, but it was hard to tell from here. Michelle was only metres away.
I did miss it.
Holly Grimer wasn't happy with the call, that's for sure. So the Capitals can set up, rather the Institute can set up the final 10 seconds of the half. Langford, out wide, intended for Nikita Martin, came to Ironmonger. 3 seconds on the shot. Newly lined up, and she nails her third three-pointer of the afternoon right on the halftime buzzer. They'll go in with some confidence, Michelle.
Well, they will, and they'll be happy that they're going into the break only 8 points down. At one point there, it was looking like Bulleen were going to run all over the top of the AIS, but they really did hang in there and persevered. And to go in 8 points down, you know, that's not much in a basketball game. They've still got no half to go, so they'll be looking to come out, start of the second half, take the game back at the AIS.
Halftime score here at the AIS Training Hall. It is 39 points to 31. The Bulleen Melbourne Boomers lead the Australian Institute of Sport. You're listening to sportradio.com.au. We'll be back with all the second half action as well as the stats from the first half very shortly. Look forward to your company then. Welcome back to the AIS Training Hall for the commencement of the second half between the Australian Institute of Sport and Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Michelle Hocking, how are the stats looking from the first half?
Oh, the stats are looking pretty good, actually, from the AIS's point of view. They've only had 5 turnovers for the half, so they'll be really impressed with that, keeping their turnover rate down. The other thing is that they haven't been to the foul line at all in the first half, so they really aren't going to it at the paint, in the paint, is what I would say. And conversely, they've got 11 team fouls compared to their Bulleen Boomers, who have only got 3, so that might be an area of concern for them. Newley is shooting 100% from the field. He made 3 from 3 from the three-point range and is shooting 100% from the field, so that's good to see. And for Bulleen Boomers, we've got Holly Grimer, who's shooting, you know, 5 from 15, but that's an issue for the AIS, because she's getting the ball inside the paint most of the time. You know, 15 shots in the first half is a pretty good rate for her to be going at. The other thing here is that the time that the girls are playing, the AIS girls have played, has been pretty evenly spread, so they're going to have some fresh legs, whereas when you look at the Bulleen lineup, you've got Milner and Grimer have both played 20 minutes and Glorbitz has played 18 minutes. They might get tired.
Holly Grimer is averaging 39 minutes a game this season, so she basically sits down for 1 minute per game.
Well, that's right, yeah. So she's used to it, but she's coming off the back of a... Did they travel to Perth or was it Perth
at home?
Perth at home. So, you know, probably not a big concern. She's used to playing those many minutes, so she'll be able to play this one out.
She's a superstar player, there's no doubt about that. And reading a little bit about her during the week, a West Coast Eagles supporter in the AFL, and her idol is Chris Judd. Underway here in the second half between the Australian Institute of Sport and Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. It's an Institute ball. Nikita Martin has it at the top of the arc, almost carried and lost control of it, recaptured the basketball. Ebsery feeding to Francis under the basket with a big left hook off the glass.
Makes an impact immediately. She's back on the floor. That's good to see.
And they have got a very strong five out there in this second half, the Institute. It's Ebsery, Schatz, Tolo, Martin and Francis. For the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, it's Ashby, Glorbitz, Milner, Grimer and also McMeekin Rusko. So both teams starting fives back out on the court for the second half. Tolo got the rebound for the Institute and pushes it to Schatz, who works it into the front court. The left flank, Nikita Martin dribbling across the arc on her right hand. Passes to Ebsery, Martin through hands, Tolo, Schatz feeds it to Ebsery. On the baseline, makes the bucket.
Good start from the AIS. Bulleen have gone back to a straight up matchup man, so that will give AIS a little bit more freedom offensively.
Deficit back to 4 points. The AIS travel, there's some body work going on inside the paint. Which way will it be called?
It's called on Schatz, I'd imagine.
So Dean Kinsman, very interested in that call, he looked, didn't he?
He did. I mean, there's a little bit of body checking on the flash cut action there.
McMeekin Rusko got a nice screen from Ashby. Couldn't make the shot, though, from right near the basket. Schatz got the rebound for the Institute to Ebsery. Back to Schatz. Just gets it into the front court now with the right-hand dribble. Francis, outside to the three-point arc, receives from Tolo, shoots the three-point, can't make it. Offensive board was an opportunity for Tolo on the bounce, but she couldn't get it. Grimer tapped it to Milner. Pushing down right-hand wing into the front court. Glorbitz, Grimer, McMeekin Rusko has the ball outside the left-hand perimeter. Passes to Grimer, who's on 15 first-half points. Can she get into the 30s? Glorbitz driving right-hand lane. Misses the shot. Transition here from the AIS. Nikita Martin running the show. Goes to Schatz. Off the glass. Can't make the shot. It's knocked to Milner. Quick basketball here. She makes her way down the right wing. Looking to go all the way. Ebsery pressing her, and she rolls it in just off the glass.
Nice strong finish by Milner there. She had some body from Ebsery that was able to convert it. Been a lot of easy misses early in this quarter. I think that both teams are going hard to the basket and need to control their power on the finish.
Schatz thought about the three-point shot. Instead went to Tolo, who was blocked by Grimer, but there was also body contact down the left lane. And Mariana Tolo draws the first foul against Holly Grimer for the evening, and Tolo will go to the line to shoot a pair.
And this is the first time the AIS have been to the line in this game, so it's an unusual game where you go a full half without a team going to the foul line.
Mariana Tolo misses the first free throw, was very short on the shot, averaging 10 points per game this season, and she shoots 56% from the field. She's not shooting those stats from the free throw line. She misses both of them, Michelle.
So it doesn't really matter whether they go to the line or not, it would seem.
McMeekin Rusko has the ball for the Boomers. Makes her way to the elbow, kicks it back to Grimer. The two-point shot looked good from here, right underneath the basket, and nothing but net.
That's right. We've got Bulleen extending defensively again.
And just as the AIS were looking to get back into it, Schatz was almost cross-court then. She did appear to have both feet on either side of the court when she had the ball. Tolo flicks it in under the basket.
It was a nice finish from Tolo. She got help came across from Ashby, and she was able to maintain composure and finish off nicely.
Ashby with the right-hand hook almost rolled in, then it rolled out. Schatz tapped it out of court. It will be a Bulleen Melbourne Boomers ball on the offensive baseline, 24 seconds on the shot clock, still 7 minutes remaining in this third quarter. She's looking for Grimer, but Tolo is doing terrific defensive work on her. She tapped the ball out of court, and now it will be a sideline throw into the Boomers right next to the Sport Radio commentary box. And Dean Kinsman is being warned by the referee, Claire Stevenson, for some objecting on the sideline.
First formal warning for Dean. He'll have to be very careful from here on in.
The assistant coach of the AIS was actually called for a technical foul last night against the Canberra Capitals. McMeekin Rusko made the bucket for the Boomers. Intercepted by McMeekin Rusko. She converts 4 points in a matter of seconds, but she goes down the right-hand lane. And a timeout has been called by the AIS coach, Dean Kinsman. The AIS trail 37 points to 48 with 6 minutes 36 on the third quarter clock.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, the AIS for a period, small period there, looked like they were going to come back at the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. But then a couple of quick turnovers from the AIS and easy conversions from Bulleen have put this back out to an 11-point game. So I think Dean will be talking to the girls a little bit about ball security and making sure that they're getting through. They look to have lost their discipline at the offensive end of the floor, so I think they'll be looking to just try and get some composure back in the game.
Well, they have gone on a 9-2 run, the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, after the AIS scored their first 4 points. And McMeekin Rusko scored a 2-point basket, then caused the turnover in the centre court when the Institute brought it back up and went down the right-hand lane and scored another two.
That's right, you know, that sort of quick turnaround stuff that really hurts the team. So I'm sure that they'll come out ready to play now.
9 points the margin in favour of the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers over the Institute. 6 minutes 36 remaining on this third quarter clock. Schatz, Francis, Nikita Martin, Tolo and Ebsery, the starting five out there for the Institute at the moment. For the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, it's Milner, McMeekin Rusko, Ashby, Glorbitz and Grimer. Shot was missed by Schatz. Ebsery fortuitously fell to her. Swings it to Nikita Martin, offloading to Francis through Schatz now. Ebsery has it on the right-hand perimeter, drives to the elbow, throws up a left-hand layup. Can't make it. Tolo on all hands and knees, grabs the basketball, feeds it back outside to Nikita Martin. There is a jump ball. She was fighting with it against Shara Milner. The advantage arrow pointing the way of the Boomers, though.
That's right, but it's good. Like, it was good to see the players down on the floor contesting that loose ball. That's what you want to see happening every single time it hits the deck.
Inside the 6 minute mark of this third quarter, 48-37, the Boomers lead the Institute. Round 7 of the WNBL, McMeekin Rusko through an ordinary bounce pass in the direction of Holly Grimer. It spilled out, of course.
Certainly did. One positive for the AIS here is that they've been playing 4.5 minutes and neither of their bigs, who were looking like they'd had a few foul issues, have got any more, so that's good to see.
Interesting. Cheryl Chambers is electing to use her bench very sparingly. Of course, they are without Deanne Butler, the Boomers, in this match. She's out with an injury as Francis tries to make the shot. But their starting five is playing a lot of minutes. And there is a substitution called by Dean Kinsman. Kate Gaze checks in, replacing Rebecca Schatz. Could that come back to bite the Boomers later in the game, or are they fit enough to run it out?
I think the reality is that Cheryl's not in a position where she can afford to play her bench for extended minutes right now. The AIS is sticking at this game. And as you said before, Holly Grime is used to playing long minutes. Milner's used to playing big minutes. As is Glorbitz.
Great 2-point basket there from the Australian Institute of Sport. Mia Newley is up to 13 points. That would have to be a game high for her this season.
That's right, all from 100% from the field as well.
Milner driving right-hand lane, lays it in underarm style.
Yeah, Milner's really starting to look to take the basket, to take the ball to the basket in this half. So if she continues to do that, that'll create some defensive problems from the AIS.
Milner up to 8 points for the afternoon. Going baseline was Ebsery. Francis throws up a wild 3-point shot and it didn't touch the ring. It was an air ball and it goes out of court.
That's right. Look, I think the AIS really need to come up with a stop now. They're out by 11 points, Bulleen, and they look like they're starting to get the momentum. So they need to change something up, do something different, slow the momentum.
Holly Grimer leads all scorers on the court with 17. Newley is the next best for the Institute. She has 13 points as Ashby lights up a long 2-point bomb from about 15 feet.
Yeah, look, the Bulleen Boomers are really starting to score at will at the moment, so that's of a concern for Kingston.
Tolo dribbles it into the front court for the Institute. Newley passes to Gaze, throws it over her head to Ebsery. Milner pressuring her frenetically. Passes to Francis, finds Ebsery, who was open for the shot, faked it. Drove baseline, ran into McMeekin Rusko, who held her ground superbly, and then it spills out of court. It's a Boomers ball.
It was good early help rotation then from the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. You know, she did a good job. She got the help early. She got it outside the paint, and it caused the turnover.
Checking into the game for the Institute is Luella Tomlinson. Mariana Tola having a sit down. Milner playing the point guard role as she does so effectively for the Boomers. Glorbitz, left-hand baseline, right next to the Sport Radio broadcast box. Thinks about a pass. She goes to Milner, who works her way into the basket. But according to referee Claire Stevenson, she put her left foot on the baseline, which is out of court. It's an Institute ball on the right-hand sideline.
So AIS need to get a conversion this time down the floor. They really need to get into their offensive sets, get the ball through some sets of hands and find the open player.
Tomlinson pick and rolled off Grimer. Gaze shoots the long three-pointer. They've got 5 3-pointers for the night. Gaze with her first. That's their 6th, in fact, three-pointer of the night.
It is. They're shooting well from the arc, so, you know, as long as that continues for them, they'll stay in this.
Great work from Kate Gaze. She has impressed since joining the program only 3 weeks ago. Well, as an early introduction, because Jamie Kennedy is out injured with a pinched nerve at the moment. Turnover here, the Boomers work it down. McMeek and Rusko lights up for the three-point arc.
Look, Bulleen have got a number of players who are contributing on the scoreboard, so that's creating some real problems from the AIS. They've got Grimer, Milner, Glorbitz, and even Ashby has been able to score when needed.
Francis was blocked by Ashby on the transition. The Boomers through Glorbitz going down the right wing. Works it on the right-hand dribble. Crossover. Lines up for the three. Can't hit it. Off the ring. Bounces to Tomlinson, who gets it to Molly Lewis. Gee, it was a tough pass for Francis. She pulls up on the right-hand arc. Back to Lewis. Working it across laterally. Gaze newly. Now to Tomlinson. At the elbow is Francis. Drives left-hand lane. Throws up a wild shot. Gets her own rebound. Then lost control of it. Grimer came out with the basketball. Passed it to Sharon Milner, who runs the court for the Boomers. Passing to Glorbitz on the left-hand arc. Molly Lewis trying to defend her. There's a screen off the ball. Kayla Francis goes down. Three under the basket is Sharon Milner. There is a foul called by Claire Stevenson, and it is against the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers.
Yeah, called an offensive hold foul there, so I'm not sure whether it was on Ashby or whether it was on... It was on Ashby, they've called that one. That's her second personal foul.
Kayla Francis takes a sit-down, being subbed out of the game, as does Luella Tomlinson. Manu into the game for the Institute. Kayla Francis just venting a little bit of frustration on the Institute bench at the moment. They trail 42-55. Mia Newley has the ball. Passes it across the arc to Molly Lewis. Back to Newley. Gaze in the left-hand corner. Loses control, but she's fouled as Hoare crashes down on an Institute player. It's Manu, but she gets to her feet and appears to be okay.
That's right. Milner's creating all sorts of havoc at the defensive end. She's getting hands in on the ball and making very much disrupting their offensive set.
Bounce pass from Manu to Gaze. Passes to Newley, who has it at the top of the arc. Gaze swings it back out to Manu in the left-hand corner, driving against Hoare. Couldn't get the shot, though. Passes to Tomlinson. She plants her foot and pivots, then kicks it back outside to Molly Lewis. Missed the three-point shot. Transition here, but getting in the backcourt first was Kate Gaze. Around the back, dribble, and she's fouled by Sharon Milner in the backcourt.
Yeah, it was an interesting call. It was pretty soft. It really didn't, you know, impact on the play at all, but ref saw it, ref flows it.
No one in deep foul trouble at the moment. Kayla Francis has 3 personals to her name. No one else has that many. So fouls are not a real concern for either coach at this stage of the game. Newly under the basket, some rough and tumble stuff there. Lost her footing and knocked the ball out of court when receiving the pass. It's a Boomers ball on the defensive baseline.
That's right. You know, Bulleen are up by 13 points right now. They'd be looking, they'd be happy with going into the half, with, into the quarter break with this lead. So the AIS would be looking to try and get, you know, maybe 4 or 5 points back off of the lead before the break.
1 minute remaining in the third quarter here at the AIS training hall. Jordan passes to Milner, who feeds inside the hall, kicks it to Jordan on the left-hand perimeter. She nails the bucket.
That's right. You know, and Jordan's one of those players that, you know, she doesn't do a lot of scoring, but if you give her enough opportunities, she'll convert anything that comes her way. So you have to play her honest the whole game.
That is a great player to have at your disposal if you are Cheryl Chambers, because Jordan has not spent a lot of time onto the court. She's only just subbed into the game, and to be able to get away a pressured three-point shot.
Right. And she's got a lot of experience. She's been in the league for a very long time. So, you know, you can always draw on that.
9 seconds on the shot clock. Kate Gaze knocks it away, baseline defensive side. It will be a Boomers ball on the baseline. Still 9 seconds on the shot. 16 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Jordan to take the throw in. Looking for options. Grimer would be the obvious one. Can't get it to her, so she goes the next best option. McMeek and Rusko feeds underneath the basket to Grimer. 10 seconds on the clock. It's turned over. The Institute have the
good
ball.
Transition.
Tomlinson transition down the court off the right glass. 3 seconds left. Can the Boomers get a shot away? Milner doesn't throw the prayer from halfway. They were perhaps a little slow on the comeback down the court there. the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, but they do have a healthy 12-point lead. At three-quarter time here at the AIS Training Hall, 58 to 46, they've increased that margin. It was 8 points at halftime. It's now 12 points at three-quarter time, Michelle.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, look, the AIS are doing a reasonable job of trying to stay in there, but they never look like Bulleen's completely giving up control of the game. They've got, AIS are running a good transition game when they can get out and run transition, and they're shooting well from the perimeter beyond the arc, but they haven't got much of a half-court game going, and they really need to develop that, you know, to be able to play and compete this league. I think for Bulleen, you know, they're just going about their business. They're doing all the little thing. They're spreading their scoring around. Everyone's looking to be a threat. And that makes them very difficult to play against. And that's why they're one of the top four teams in the WNBL. So, you know, 12 points, considering the 2 weeks that the AIS have had, is a pretty good outing so far. And I guess what Dean will be looking for is to make sure that they continue to play for the remaining of this game. You know, if they put in a solid 40 minutes performance, I think that he'd be reasonably happy with that outcome.
Holly Greiman was held to just 2 points in that third quarter, so you would have thought, just based on that statistic, that the Institute could have drawn a little bit closer. She's up to 17 points for the game.
Yeah.
Is the leading scorer on the court. Ashby has 11 points to her name for the Boomers. Then 8 points to Milner, Glorbit, and also McMeek and Rusko on the other side of the equation for the Institute. It's fairly spread besides Newley, who has 13 points. She's been assisted by Rebecca Schatz, who's been stuck on 8 points for a considerable time in this match. She scored 6 early ones in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I think McMeek and Rusko is the player who's really stepped up in the quarter for Bulleen, because she had no points at all at half time, and she scored 8 in that quarter. So she really became an offensive threat for Bulleen. I think one of the things that happened to Holly was that we saw Tolo and Francis back on the floor, and defensively that made it a lot tougher for Holly to be able to dominate the paint.
One pleasing thing for Dean Kinsman as we get underway in this final quarter is that 10 of his players are on the score sheet tonight. The only two not to have scored are Elise Ironmonger and also Emma Langford, who have both not spent decent minutes on the court. I guess Ironmonger's had a bit of a share out there, but Langford certainly has spent most of the game on the pine. As Hoare drives to the basket with a right-hand hook and puts it in.
That's right, she does that very well. She just back to the basket, finds the open space and finishes off nicely.
Which way will this game go? 14 points now in favour of the Boomers, 60 to 46. Early stages of the final quarter here at the AIS Training Hall. Schatz, great vision, gave it to Manu under the basket, who puts it in off the glass.
That was a terrific pass from Schatz. She really just put the right amount of pressure on it and delivered it into the space.
Hoare going toe-to-toe against Manu, looking to make one back. Tomlinson got the rebound. Passes it to Kate Gaze. Passes to Tomlinson at the top of the arc, back to Gaze. Thoughts about the three-point shot. Milner's guarding her now, though. Wanting an option inside, Manu is that one. She's still outside the paint, though. Feeds to Tomlinson at the elbow. Cutting along the baseline was Newley. It was a great pass from Tomlinson, but Newley's shot just didn't roll in.
It's her first miss for the game. Maybe it was too close to the basket.
Well, she has shot three beyond the arc. She's been in great form tonight, Mia Newley, on 13 points. Her highest score of the season, as Holly Greimer backs away with a fadeaway jump shot from right in front of the basket.
It was a very tough finish. She was under a lot of defensive pressure, but she still managed to convert that one.
62 playing 48, 14 points to margin. Schatz has it tapped away by Jordan. Luckily, it comes to Newley. Passes to Gaze. In the corner is Schatz. Feeds to Manu under the basket. Great pass. Great basket. Draws the foul. Can go to the line for the three-point play.
Yeah, look, Manu and Schatz are playing a nice little two-man game down here. They've lost two plays down the floor. It's been a Schatz to Manu conversion, so they're playing a good two-man game.
Double substitution for the Institute. Kate Gaze and also Luella Tomlinson checking out of the game, replaced by Kayla Francis and also Katie Ebsery appears to have checked back into the game. The shot from Manu from the free throw. Francis off the board, couldn't make it. Manu gets the rebound from Francis and a jump ball is called. The advantage arrow is pointing the way of the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, unfortunately for the Institute.
That's right. It's a good solid contest down under the basket there.
Manu checks out of the game. Subbing in is Mariana Tolo. Tolo only on 4 points for the night. Should be looking for a big final stanza. They trail by 12 points, the Institute. 62-50. Milner crossover dribble outside the left-hand arc. Feeds it to Hoare, who elects to go to Jordan. She spins on the elbow. Kicks it back outside to Grimer. Pulls up for the two on the right-hand baseline. Lovely shooting from Holly Grimer.
Well, she's got such a nice shooting action. She's always in control, so she converts them consistently.
Gee, she only looked at the basket for a split second and made the shot. Turnover. Newley's pass was intercepted by Glorbit. She makes her way down the right wing. On the dribble, passes a long way backwards to Milner, still in the front court for the Boomers. Glorbit receives back off Milner, drives inside the elbow, spots up for the shot and hits the bucket.
Right, good short range shooter.
Glorbit enjoying a pretty good night for the Boomers tonight. She's up to 8 points, but she is averaging 12 points a game this season. Ebsery threw a wild pass into the backcourt. Schatz grabs it. That, of course, is a backcourt play, though.
Yeah, look, I think the AIS need to be really careful here, and Dean's called a timeout. I think this is going to talk to them here about getting their composure and poise back. They've had a couple of loose possessions down the floor the last couple of times, so they'll be looking for them to make sure that they get back to some good ball security and play this game out.
66-50 the score at the moment as the scoreboard just ticks over. 16 points the margin in favour of the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Holly Grimer is up to 21 points. We have 6 minutes 52 remaining on the final quarter clock here at the AIS Training Hall. Looking ahead to next week in the WNBL, the AIS travelling north of the country. They're taking on Townsville, so it's important that they finish off on a positive note in this game, Michelle.
Well, it is, because Townsville in Townsville is always a very tough game, and they've got a pretty solid lineup. So it's a big ask to travel there and to particularly to come away with a win, but just to compete is tough. So I'm thinking that they'll be looking to come out of this game with a level of confidence to be able to go on the road next week.
John Keogh and Michelle Hocking bringing you the action on sportradio.com.au from the AIS Training Hall in Canberra. It is round 7 of the Defence Jobs WNBL between the Australian Institute of Sport and Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. It's 7th versus 4th on the WNBL ladder. The Bulleen Boomers do lead 66-50, just under 7 minutes remaining. The players are making their way back on court for the Institute. It's Francis, Tolo, Langford, Ebsery and Nikita Martin. For the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, Glorbit, Jordan, Hoare, Milner and also the big Holly Grimer, who receives the pass from Glorbit from the sideline throwing. Backs in under the basket. She's fouled by Mariana Tolo. Didn't make the bucket though. Will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Yeah, and Tolo just got caught a little bit out of position there and really didn't have any opportunity to be able to, you know, front her up in the basket there, and had to push her to actually try and make some difference to the shot.
Holly Grimer, the broadcast end of the court, nails the first free throw. She's shooting very well from the line tonight, up to 22 points. The second shot misses. Francis crashes the board for the Institute. Passes to Ebsery, dribbling on the right hand. Works into the front court with a pass to Francis. She's all alone at the moment. Kayla Francis receives back from Ebsery and hits the three-point bucket.
Right, they are shooting very well from the three-point arc this evening. That and their transition game has been impressive, but they've really got to start to get some sort of half-court inside-outside game.
She is only on 5 points tonight, Kayla Francis. Disappointing with that. She shot 15 last night against the Canberra Capitals in their 38-point loss to the Capitals. Milner lights up for the three. Langford crashes the board. Jordan, clever play there, knocked it onto the leg of Emma Langford, who knocked it out of court.
Yeah, it was good persistence from Jordan. That's the sort of thing that she does well. She just gets in and gets the loose ball, comes up with possession.
Grimer with her toe on the line for 2 points from the left-hand corner, makes the bucket.
She likes that spot. You know, any time that she's got an open look from there, she's going to take it, and she shoots very consistently from that position.
Such a great shooting action. She's on 24 points now for the night, Holly Grimer. Can she get to 30? As Francis drives to the basket, she's fouled by Tammy Hoare and can go to the line to shoot a two. I think she was disappointed that the shot didn't drop, Michelle.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that you need to develop and learn, is that you have to consistently make those, whether you're fouled or not, you have to finish off your shots. So she'll be wanting to make these foul shots, knock these down.
Mariana Tolo checking out of the game, replaced by Luella Tomlinson, who's waiting for any indiscretion from the foul line from Francis, who makes the first and misses the second. Tomlinson tried to get the board, but it was knocked to Glorbitt, who brings it down left side of the court, kicks it back out to Milner. Milner passes to Jordan, looking to swing it. Dribbles now against Nikita Martin, gets a screen from Hoare, passes to Grimer, across the arc, underneath the basket is Hoare, with a wild shot, couldn't quite make it. Langford got the rebound, pushes down the court, right-hand pass, pushes it along to Nikita Martin. Tomlinson under the left-hand basket, knocks it in off the glass.
And again, that's the IIS transition game. They found Tomlinson on the late trail and converted the layup. So they're really looking impressive when they can get out and get into their transition game.
13 points is the lead that the Boomers enjoy over the Institute. 5 minutes remaining. There's some pushing and shoving going on. Off the ball, Kayla Francis has been called for a foul on Tammy Hoare. That is her fourth personal of the night. Still halfway to go through this final quarter.
They actually didn't call that one on Francis. It looks like they've blown it on 13. So that's the third there. They called a hold on her against Desiree Glorbitt.
Nikita Martin. Her third personal of the night. So correction, Francis is on three fouls still for the evening. As Milner passes to Angel, who's at the free throw line, couldn't make the shot. Angel on for her first minutes of the game. Taylor Francis, geez, she dribbles well for a big girl. On the left hand, all the way down to the baseline. Nikita Martin now passes to Langford, inside the paint, forced to kick it back outside to Francis, down to 10 seconds on the shot. Edzeri driving baseline against Glorbitz. She falls to ground, tries to pass it. Glorbitz intercepts on her hands and knees, passes to Milner, works it into the front court, but with the double dribble, it will be a turnover.
Yeah. The last offensive set by the AIS, they just looked very static. They were all standing around. There was no flash cut action happening. So they really need to start to get a little bit more involved and participate offensively when the ball's not in their hands.
Tomlinson starting to make her mark in this game. Passes to Langford, who drains the three-point bomb from the left-hand baseline.
That's good. There was some inside-outside action and they converted to 3 points. That's great.
Deficit back to 10 points. Can they get it to single figures? Milner driving left-hand lane. Ebsery fouls her. Milner makes the shot, falls to ground, and will go to the line for the bonus free throw.
She's so difficult to guard because she puts in a hesitation and off she goes again. She's very quick and uses her body well, so she's able to finish off those shots under pressure. So, you know, it makes it really difficult to defend her.
71-59, the Boomers lead by 12 points. 3-point play on here from Milner is good. Full court press coming from the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers against the Institute. Tomlinson receives some shots in the back court. Back to shots, now on the right hand dribble, pulls up inside the front court. Passes to Francis at the top of the arc, backwards to shots. Thinks about lighting up for the three, dribbles on the right hand, pass to Tomlinson. Langford in the right hand corner. Tomlinson is the go-to player in the paint at the moment. Turns around with a jump shot, can't make it, and she commits the foul on Karen Ashby as she tried to get the offensive rebound.
Okay, I mean, it's good to see her getting after the offensive boards, but she was just a bit out of position and wasn't able to come up with the board and in fact got called for the foul. But that's one of the things that the AIS needs to do, is really actively contest the offensive boards.
The AIS are up to 4 personal fouls for this quarter, so any more and they'll be sending the Boomers to the line for 2 free charity strikes. Milner drives left lane, tries to flick it in. Schatz got the defensive rebound, pushes right side, pulling up is nearly just inside the 3-point arc, couldn't make the bucket. Grimer gets another rebound for the Boomers.
Yeah, look, I think Holly's stats look fairly impressive. She's sitting on 24 points at the moment, and I think she'd be in double figures on the board count as well.
Another double-double performance coming for Holly Grimer. It's knocked out of court against her this time. And a timeout, rather, substitution is being called for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Glorbitz taking a sit-down, being replaced by Lil Keane. Keane hasn't seen many minutes at all tonight.
No, I think Cheryl's feeling fairly relaxed that they'll be able to play this one out.
Awkward looking pass towards Luella Tomlinson, just gained control of the basketball in the front court. Schatz has it now, passes to Langford at the top of the arc, back out to Schatz, right hand perimeter, feeds Luella Tomlinson inside. Nearly's open for a 4th 3-pointer of the night, couldn't hit the shot. Offensive board comes from Langford to Luella Tomlinson, newly. Schatz feeding underneath the basket to Langford. She made good position, couldn't get the shot. Ashby the rebound for the Boomers, and Milner playing the point role as she's done all night, or afternoon, I should say, for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers.
Yeah, time's running out for the AIS. They really need to start getting some quick offensive hits through transition or just some quick penetration.
Kayla Francis with some speed works it into the front court on the left-hand dribble. Schatz, Tomlinson. Now it's with Langford. Pulls up outside the key. Can't make the shot. Nearly got hands on offensive rebound. Knocked it against Holly Grimer, who tapped it out of court. And a timeout has been called by the coach of the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, none other than Cheryl Chambers, with just over 2 minutes remaining in this final quarter. It's a 13-point lead that the visitors enjoy, 72-59 here at the AIS Training Hall. You think the deficit is probably too big to rein in from here, Michelle?
13 points isn't impossible, but there's a couple of things that need to happen. I think that defensively, Dean will probably mix it up and they'll probably extend and do some full court pressure, some kind of pressing action to try and get some quick turnovers and convert them. AIS really need to come down and get some fairly quick transition baskets, or you know, get a bit of an inside and then outside game for the perimeter players who've been shooting pretty well from the arc this evening. So it's not impossible, but it is a big ask. It's easier to protect the lead than it is to actually try and make up this sort of deficit.
Well, the AIS have not beaten the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers since November of 2003. It looks at the moment like that trend may very well continue. They have met once earlier in the season back in round three, and it was the Boomers prevailing that night by 19 points, 83-64. So at the moment, based on, in comparison to that performance, I think the Institute have put up a better fight tonight.
Absolutely. The AIS have played reasonably well tonight, considering, you know, coming off a tour and what have you.
Tomlinson, right-hand baseline, throws it across the arc to Francis, who passed it to Langford, flicked it to Rebecca Schatz. Now with Tomlinson, the pass was wild under the basket. It's tapped by Tammy Hoare. And it was touched by Langford as well, it must have been, because it's an Institute turnover and a Bulleen Melbourne Boomers ball.
Yeah, Bulleen will just play this offense out. You know, they'll look for a nice, easy shot, take some time off the clock.
Tammy Hoare works it to Angel, getting some minutes in this final term. Hoare, from the elbow, drives all the way and can't make the basket, but she is fouled by Luella Tomlinson, who puts her hands up in disbelief. She's not very happy with the call. It's her third personal of the night.
No, that's right.
She's always very animated when she gets called for a foul, Luella Tomlinson.
She takes after her mother.
I think she tends to actually get genuine hand on the ball, a genuine block, but she also gets some body contact.
There's some body contact there, and that one was probably a little bit soft, but, you know, they've blown it, so you've just got to get on with it and play.
The free throw, the second one was missed. Francis, great pass to Tomlinson under the basket. Keane, giving away about 6 inches, got a block on the ball and knocked it out of court.
Good hand to that.
Institute ball on the offensive baseline, 17 seconds on the shot clock, a minute 21 remaining in this contest, 73-59 the score. The Boomers lead the Institute. Francis posting up against Ashby, demanding the ball, didn't receive the pass. Tomlinson has it outside the left-hand arc. Swings it to Francis, who tries to shoot a three-point bomb. It was rejected by Ashby. There's a shot with the buzzer going off. There's a fresh 24 seconds now here for the Institute. Tomlinson underneath the basket, flicks it out wide to Langford, pulls up just outside the key. A wild shot off the glass, just threw it up in hope, really. Now Angel pushes down the court for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Right-hand dribble to Ashby. She's on the right-hand arc. Back to Angel. Swings it across to Keane. Posting up is McMeekin Rusko. Goes to Hoare outside the arc. Bounce passing McMeekin Rusko. She's fouled. Is it by Francis or Schatz? We'll wait on the call from the referee. It is by Kayla Francis, her fourth personal of the evening. Hasn't been one of her better games. Four personals, 6 points to her name.
It hasn't been one of her better games, but what she has done well is play well with the fouls. She had 3 fouls early in the game, and she's managed to stay in there until the last half a minute of the game, so that's good. I mean, she's spent some extended periods of time, but she's played well with the fouls that she's had.
McMeekin Rusko makes the first free throw, and the second. inside the final 35 seconds of this game. 75-59, a 16-point lead to the Boomers. Langford, open on the right-hand baseline, converts the J.
She does, and look, I think, you know, game's over for the AIS now. They probably, with a minute and a half to go, took too long to get shots off and just weren't getting quick enough hits that they needed.
14 points is the lead to the Boomers. Jordan working just inside the right-hand perimeter, feeds inside the key to Hoare, who knocks it in, and Holly Grimer is enjoying a well-deserved sit-down at the moment. Michelle Hocking, she's spending the final few seconds on the bench. Tomlinson, the final 3 points of the game, right on the buzzer, hits a three-point shot. She doesn't shoot many from that range. Finishes on a good note. The final score, 77-64, a 13-point victory to the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers.
That's right, and the AIS would be relatively happy with that game, I think. You know, they were down by 8 at half time. They played it out for the entire game and down by 13 in the end. You know, probably shot the ball very well from the perimeter, got some good transition basketball going, but lacked a little bit in their half-court game. For Bulleen, you know, just had some trouble containing. You look at the spread of the scorers for the Bulleen lineup. You've got Grimer with 24, you've got Milner and Ashby with 11 each, and then you're looking at Glorbitz with 10, and, you know, they're spread nicely around. So they did a good job of getting the ball to the shooters when they needed to.
A pertinent point you've been making throughout this game, Michelle, is yes, the Institute was shooting the ball very well. They shot 8 3-pointers. They had 5 different players shoot 3-pointers. But their inside game and perhaps their mid-court game still getting developed at this stage early in their careers.
That's right. I think, you know, if you look at them when they run in the transition, they look good. When they've just got the open perimeter shot, they're doing a great job. But what they're here to have is an inside presence, and that's partly to do with the fact that they're, you know, developing, those big girls are still developing, and that the guards probably aren't experienced at getting the ball to the bigs under the amount of pressure that they experience in the WNBL. The other thing is that they need to develop like an inside-outside game. So when the ball does go in, they have to learn to make the decision about, is this my opportunity to go to the basket or should I kick it back out and relocate so that I can get the ball back and make that presence again in the paint. So, but you know, that's a reasonable outing for the girls. 13 points against Bulleen, who are sitting in the top four. They'd be pleased with that.
Joining us now on Sport Radio is the victorious coach this afternoon, Cheryl Chambers. You'd be pretty happy with that win, Cheryl.
Yeah, definitely. It's always hard coming off. We had a game on Friday night, and I guess it takes a bit out of you, so we're happy to get up here and get a win, and the AIS just kept coming at us.
And it was a pretty good all-round performance tonight. Holly Grimer, she shot 15 first-half points, a bit quieter in the second half, 24 for the game, but you've got a nice even spread of scorers there.
Yeah, we have, and I think that's one of the beauties of our team is that we're able to spread the scoring. If they're going to double Holly or whoever else, that we can get some other scorers step up.
And how did you assess the Institute's game tonight? They did appear to make their way back early in that third quarter, but some of the pressure of your defence, I felt, was quite telling in the latter half of the game.
Yeah, look, I think the Institute have improved. I think their trip away, although it's probably tired them a little bit, they've definitely learned and they're a lot more physical, and you can see them starting to get a little bit more court savvy. So they'll upset some teams, and we've got one more time to play, so we certainly won't take them easy.
It's an important stage in the season for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. It is only the end of round 7 now, but you are sitting inside the top 4. I think off the top of my head you're playing Sydney Uni next week. That's going to be a really big test for you guys.
That's a huge one because they won the first one down at our home court, and we really need to make sure that we get back in the series, the 3-game series. So we sat down a couple of weeks ago. We had a break in the season and talked about wanting to get 4 wins, and we've got 3 wins now, so Friday night would make the 4.
Now, you've been around this league a little while and you tend to know the competition quite well. Are the Sydney team the team to beat at this stage? Because they have knocked off Canberra and also Adelaide in the last fortnight very convincingly in both games.
Yeah, look, they've been together for a while, and I think that is a bit of a secret. I mean, it's their second year running with pretty much the same squad. So I think that they are front runners, and I think they're pretty well coached, and they scout other teams pretty well. So you can't just turn up against Sydney and get a win. So they're definitely some of the contenders, but you can't go past Canberra as well. I mean, they're certainly showing, you know, defensively that they come out and they bang and they bash and they play a really good style of basketball. So we really wouldn't discount Canberra in any way, shape or form.
Well, Cheryl, thanks for your time on Sport Radio. It's a pleasure to speak to you as always, and good luck for the remainder of the season, in particular against Sydney next week.
No worries. Thank you.
Well, Michelle Cox, Cheryl Chambers, pretty happy with that win, but looking forward to bigger things next week against Sydney Uni. But how do the stats turn out for tonight's game?
Oh, look, I think that the AIS will be reasonably pleased with the way they look on the stat sheets. They only had 14 turnovers for the game, so that's a vast improvement on last night's performance in particular. And, you know, they've shot well from the three-point range. Field goal percentage is sitting at around 38%, which is not terrific, but it's not awful, so, you know, that's okay. But I think that, and the rebounding, they competed on the boards. There's only one rebound the difference between the two teams. So, you know, overall the stats really don't show a whole lot, and, you know, particularly I think the turnover rate that Dean Kingsman will be pleased with that.
Take us through some of the individual stats for the night, in particular scorers. I know Holly Grimer led with 24 points. Who else figured prominently on the score sheet?
Look, Holly had 24 and she had 11 boards as well, so that's a pretty good night at the office for Holly. Look, you got Milner with 11 and Ashby with 11 for Bulleen, and then they spread it around. Glorbitz had 10, Tammy Hoare ended up with 8, and Kate Meek and Roscoe also had a dozen points almost there. So, you know, they really spread their scoring around. Looking for the AIS, we had Newley, who shot exceptionally well from the field all night. 3 from 4 from three-point range, 5 from 8 from the field with 13 points. She led all scorers, followed by Tomlinson, who came through with a few scoring opportunities towards the end. And then you're looking at Rebecca Schatz, who had 8. And she had that 8 early, but really just didn't seem to be able to maintain the momentum throughout the entire game.
Tomlinson's 9 points, that would probably be her best return for the season, as well as Newley's 13 points. So some positives in the fact that players who aren't traditionally starting five players are coming to the fore for the Institute and developing their game.
They are, but where they're really lacking a presence is inside the paint, I would say. You know, like Tolo, 4 points, and Francis only had 6, which is a disappointing night at the office for those two.
Absolutely. So there were 11 individual scorers for the Australian Institute of Sport tonight. A nice even spread. But they did go down to the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers 77-64 in round 7 of the Defence Jobs WNBL. Michelle Hocking, who was your MVP for tonight?
Hard to go past Holly Grimer. I mean, you know, 24 and 11, and she really just dominated inside. And as well as that, you know, created some problems for the AIS inside the paint off, at the offensive end of the floor for them. She really did a good job.
Looking ahead next week to round 8 of the Defence Jobs WNBL. It kicks off on Friday night. Townsville taking on the AIS. Adelaide versus Canberra, second versus first on the WNBL ladder. What a cracker that will be. And Bulleen also taking on Sydney Uni. Those games all happening on Friday night. Saturday, it is Dandenong versus Sydney. So Sydney playing a double in Melbourne next weekend. And on Sunday, it is the Perth Lynx taking on the Canberra Capitals. So the Capitals have got a couple of important games. And hopefully, we will be bringing you the action between the Adelaide and Canberra Capitals games. It is in Adelaide, we are aware of that, but Sport Radio is endeavouring to bring you the call of that top-of-the-table clash in the WNBL. Michelle Hocking, thanks for your company as always.
No problem. See you next time.
And we look forward to your company next time on sportradio.com.au as we continue this terrific WNBL season. I'm John Keogh on behalf of Michelle Hocking. Bye for now.